welcome back to All About Nothing with Jay. All right, confession time. I'm about 18 years late, but I finally watched 28 Weeks Later. Don't judge me. I'm late to the zombie party, but hear me out. If somebody would have just told me that Idris Elba was in it, baby, I would have been watching this movie with popcorn in my lap back in 2007. But no. Nobody felt the need to tell me that the man was in this movie. Thanks a lot, friends. So yeah, I did it to myself again. I watched another scary movie, except this one, it didn't scare me. It made me mad. Like, deep down, I want to cuss people out, especially the writers of the movie type of man. And that's what we're getting into today. Spoiler alert right up front. If you have not seen 28 Weeks Later, maybe skip this one or maybe don't stay, because honestly, you'll thank me. I watched it and now you don't have to. So let's set the scene. This is the sequel to 28 Days Later. And if you have not seen that one either, I had not and went back and watched it on fast forward for the majority of the time. Quick refresher. Rage virus breaks out in England. People infected turn into sprinting zombies. Not the slow ones, not the moaning walking dead ones. No, these zombies run like they're training for the Olympics. And that's my first problem. If zombies are slow, I have definitely got a chance. I can power walk my way away from them, kick off the chancletas, and still survive. But these fast ones, no ma'am, just bury me, I'm done. So in 28 weeks later, the military decides, okay, everything's fine now. Let's rebuild society. But that doesn't work out very well. These kids in the movie come back from Spain to England and decide to sneak into the quarantine zone and basically restart the whole apocalypse. That's it. That's the movie. Zombies are back. The world is ruined. Roll the credits. Now, as a mom of three boys, let me just tell you right now, my kids would not be sneaking into the hot zone. Absolutely not. And if we're safe in Spain eating churros on the beach, we're staying in Spain. I don't care if London has free Wi-Fi. You're not dragging me back to ground zero of the rage virus. I don't think so. And if one of my boys even tried or even thought of sneaking into the quarantine zone, it's a wrap. That's it for them. Forget the zombies. They would have to survive me, because I will ground them in the middle of an apocalypse. Because I will ground them in the middle of an apocalypse. That's a sentence I never thought I would say. Imagine trying to punish your kid when there's no electricity. Go sit in that abandoned house and think about what you did while the zombies are banging on the window. Picture that. Now let's talk about the dad in the movie. This man was not built for the apocalypse life. The movie starts with him abandoning his wife, the mother of his children, in a farmhouse full of zombies. He left her behind like he was late for the train, running faster than Usain Bolt at the Olympics. And then fast forward, when he sees her again, he suddenly wants to kiss her like he's in a romantic Nicholas Sparks movie. Nah, keep the same energy, sir. You left her once. You don't get to act like Prince Charming now. Bye. And here's the thing. This reminds me of how mom and dads handle chaos differently. Moms, we get the snacks, wipes, flashlights. The kids, we got the plan. Dad, they're like, wait, let me go check the shed for a wrench. Sir, the zombies are in the house. Put down the wrench. I swear, if this was my family, I would be the one planning it all, because you know, dads in horror movies, they always make the wrong choice every single time. Now we're gonna pause here. Pause. And all I have to say is, Idris Elba. Thank you, sir, for your service. Honestly, the only thing that made sense in this movie was his face. I was like, finally, a man with authority who looks like he knows what he's doing. He wasn't even in the movie long enough, but hey, it was worth it to me. If Idris Elba told me the apocalypse was over, I believe him, pack my bags, and go back home. The end. And speaking of preventable, this whole disaster, completely avoidable. The government knew about the virus. They knew the risk. But no, they're out here like, come back to London. We got apartments now. Everything's fine. Okay. It was basically zombie gentrification. They put everybody back in the city too soon, just to prove a point. And guess what? The virus came back because humans can't leave well enough alone. Now, let me tell you another thing. If this happened in Puerto Rico, totally different story. First of all, the abuelitas would have ended the outbreak in 20 minutes. Zombies don't stand a chance against the chancleta. One good swing, bam, it's over. Second, you know Puerto Rican families aren't going to leave the island. Nope. We would be out there with the generator, blasting salsa music while boarding up windows. Let me tell you, the zombies would have just started dancing. Apocalypse canceled. But let's get back to the kids, because they annoyed me the most. They snuck into the quarantine zone like it was a field trip. Oh, let's go visit our old house. Let's get our things. They ended up finding the mom, and she had the rage virus, but was somehow immune. And instead of keeping that contained, what happens? They bring her back to where the population is staying. And instead of having guards outside of her room or wherever she was staying that she was shackled to a bed to, the dad has access to her and he goes to see her. Then the dad kisses her and bam, super zombie dad activated. From there, it was all pure chaos. Kids running around, soldiers panicking, people screaming, people dying, people getting shot, turning into zombies, and me on the couch yelling, "Hello, this is why you should have stayed in Spain." The end. And then now we really do get to the ending. These kids survive because, of course, they do. But now the virus has made it to Paris. And at the end, these kids survive because, of course, they do. But now the virus has made it to Paris. And just so you know, if they had made 28 months later, we would have seen zombies climbing the Eiffel Tower like pigeons. That's where I threw up my hands, because the apocalypse was preventable. Preventable. Zombies weren't even the problem. Humans were the problem. They always are. So yeah, 28 weeks later didn't really scare me. It just made me mad. Mad at the dad, mad at the kids, mad at the government. But Idris, I forgive. He was trying to save people. Lesson of the day. If your kids ever say, "Hey, let's sneak into the zombie quarantine zone," the answer is always a big N-O. No. End of story. And also, I'm officially only watching scary movies if Idris Elba is in them. So if you got a list, send it my way. Thanks for hanging out with me, fam. This was All About Nothing with Jay. Stay safe, stay out of quarantine zones, and keep those chancletas ready. Bye! As always, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Until next time, love, Jay.